Hey, if you're enjoying the Potty Slam podcast, you want to support us, check us out on patreon.com/Beer City Media Podcasts. Now into the ring we go. Konnichiwa, listeners. You're listening to the Potty Slammer Wrestling Historical Podcast, where we talk about the locker room and beyond. Unfortunately, the original intro to this episode was lost in the sands of time when the recorder tipped over and popped the card out. Fortunately, the rest of the show we were able to capture, but the usual banter and opening up to the topic at hand, well, it's lost, but I'll kind of fill you in. Basically, we break down some of the worst merchandising in WWE history. Now, of course, April did one as well for Black Friday last year. So if it sounds like a familiar topic, it is. It's just like a part two, perhaps, or my version of that. So you know what? I think you've heard enough of my voice, so let's bring in Josh and April and our topic at hand, WWE's worst merchandising. Oh, it's ugly stuff. All right. At number one, the first one I'm going to bring up to you. See, I didn't call this a list because I only, mama, little mommy does lists. Number one is the Daniel Bryan beard hat. And the bill of the hat is supposed to look and feel like a beard.
That is truly awful.
God, it looks like a merkin.
It does. Oh, my God. I can't unsee that.
This is the ugliest hat I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah. I don't know why one would actively want to wear that in public.
I would rather wear a NASCAR hat.
That thing looks like it would smell like pheromones.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, that's the like.
I'm going to say it looks like it smells like a stinky bush.
Yeah,
think about how definitely. Your head sweats.
Yes.
And it gets stuck.
Yeah, regular hats get stinky. That one would be like, that one would smell like.
Sweaty bush.
Yeah.
Sweaty bush.
The maximum sweat action figures. Did we cover this one on your list?
I don't think so.
Yeah. Well, guess what? They made a cool line of action figures that would sweat water.
What?
Yes, you filled it with water and it would sweat like a real wrestler because why?
I don't see sweat. I see oil on them. Baby grease oil.
Baby
grease?
Baby grease.
I didn't actually say it, though.
This freshly squeezed baby oil. Extra virgin.
I hope so.
Not around my house.
That's right.
You go back in the box, Michael Jackson.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that's so I'm looking at that even looks terrifying.
That Brock Lesnar.
I don't know if that's Brock Lesnar or Steve Austin.
What's happening with the pecs?
Turning into the fly? I don't know.
It looks like it could maybe be a dildo.
Okay, I'm seeing
ribbed for her pleasure.
I'm seeing 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's a 12 pack.
Yeah.
You got the front six, and then each side is in three more.
Yeah, like you got the riblets on the side.
Mm-hmm. And that pack. Whoa.
I know. That makes me physically uncomfortable to look at. And the traps.
The traps are. Look at the hand. It's like a paddle.
If you put your hand over like the pecs, it looks like there's a smaller man growing out of like a larger body.
It looks like
his traps look like a different, like a second set of shoulders.
It's like a penis is coming up through the.
Yes.
With a beard there. Well, there you go.
Excellent.
Gingerbread man holiday ornaments.
Okay, because they're kind of cute.
Okay, but I don't understand. Look, I like wrestling, but it doesn't need to be on my Christmas tree.
Yeah, agreed.
You know, this is probably the most tame.
It is. It's
this is the least weird out of the three that we've seen.
I guess so. But do you really need an Aiden English fucking gingerbread man hanging on your Christmas tree?
I'll take that Rusev one, though.
Of course you would.
Oh, boy. Now, another one for the kids, I guess. is the New Day popsicle maker.
Say what?
The New Day popsicle maker.
Say that one more time.
The New Day popsicle maker.
Yes.
Still not ice cream.
It's a unicorn. It's supposed to be a unicorn horn, but I have a feeling it probably looks
like a dildo
or a carrot.
Yeah,
looks pretty phallic.
Very phallic.
I'm so confused.
It looks like there's little bottles of wine to the side.
I think that's just straight sugar and syrup.
Yeah, flavoring.
I love a good ghetto pop. That's the ones that come in the plastic. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like the Flintstones ones?
Excuse me, Mr. Forbes, with your brand name popsicles. All we got were the knockoff brand that came in the netting.
Yep.
The packs of 200.
Yep.
The whole family did.
I felt the neighborhood. Oh, so there you go. You can give your kids diabetes in a nice, fun shape. Now, this one blew my mind. Because it's so dumb and ridiculous that there were a CM Punk garden gnome is the least CM Punk thing I could think of. You know he was fuming over this.
Oh yeah.
Best in the world, and it's a set that's they're all wearing different CM Punk t-shirts.
This seems like maybe a Cena thing would have been more effective because they're wearing jorts.
Yes, it's the most un-CM Punk thing I've seen.
It really is bad. It's so bad. I have a mooning gnome in my front yard. Like, then
look, the gnome thing, it happens.
It does. I don't know why anyone would, like, actively buy that. Doesn't scream buy me.
I like wrestling, but I'm not putting it in my front yard. Mm-hmm.
CM Punk looked at this and he's like, gnome.
They gave him a gnome.
Gnome, thank you.
They gave him the check for the residuals and he just set it on fire.
Let's not get crazy.
Boy, I know what I'm getting. Larry,
oh, I remember that. I think you did talk about this. The Pizza Prince.
Yep.
Yeah, we did the Pizza Prince already. I mean, why? Why does your pizza need some? Lord knows what's in that stuff. What kind of chemicals are you putting in?
That is sort of terrifying when you think about it.
the Triple H brass ring.
What? That looks like Jesus Christ.
It does. Actually, it does. Oh, my God. I'm going to sing my prayers right now.
Hail Mary.
Mm-hmm. That looks like something Kyle would wear to punch an imprint of Triple H into the drywall.
It does. It is a literal brass ring that you're supposed to grab. I don't know. You wear it, I guess.
I guess.
Kiss my ring.
Gabagoo.
Gabagoo.
I mean, they got his like wonky crooked nose and his Wi-Fi signal forehead. So
it does. Yeah. It has the wrinkles are there.
Yeah.
Those are unmistakable.
Why Triple H though? Not Vince.
You know, because Triple H grabbed the brass ring and went with it all the way to the altar.
Yeah.
Good on him, I guess.
He looks like he's smelling a fart. Looks like it legit looks like Jesus Christ smelling a fart.
Yeah. I can isolate that one. Jesus Christ smelling a fart. Oh, the Punjabi prison playset.
Of course.
Wow.
Wasn't that done like twice?
Yeah.
There was Jinder Mahal did it, but it was Great Khali that did it the first time, right?
Yeah, and he came out in the second one too.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And we all thought he was back. It was just that one time.
Yeah, he like came to help his fellow Indian man,
right? Because that's how
they roll.
I guess I don't know. I feel almost
maybe they're buddies.
Could be, even though one's from Canada.
And in all fairness, it's not that it looks stupid, because I actually like the idea of it. It's kind of cool.
If I was a kid, I would want that.
Mm-hmm.
I do have to admit to that.
But I guess it's just the fact that it was hokey when we saw it. The match itself.
Yes. And it looks like you could hurt yourself on the thing, maybe.
Yeah, I feel like as a parent, I'm looking at that and going, that's going to hurt to step on.
Some eyes.
That's A, that's going to hurt to step on, and B, that's going to be a bitch to set up.
Yes. Definitely.
These fucking twigs I have to link together.
Yeah, I see all the connectors there. Yeah, that looks awful.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this one. T-shirts.
Oh, God. Okay.
And this is a t-shirt. I don't know who the okay, you do know somebody who wears it, and you're not surprised they wear it.
Yep.
And you would try to avoid this person all the time. And that's the Vagina t-shirt.
Oh, my God. It's almost as bad as like I'm the mom hunter. What is it? Like,
oh, by the way,
MILF hunter. Mm-hmm. Or the shirt that you had. Like, I love MILFs.
Yeah, that look.
That he weighs that. He wears it in an ironic way.
I did.
Which makes it different.
Yes. We're trying to excuse that. Look. The back of this shirt reads, "Enter at your own risk," by the way.
Oh, no. Yeah, I think we all know that Kyle that would wear it.
Yeah, you do. You know somebody would wear it. You're not surprised to wear it.
Nope.
And yep. You're not wanting to hang. It's like a friend of a friend, and you end up at a party together, and they want to talk to you about how much pussy they're slaying.
Yep.
And like for like a minute, you're like, yeah, that's cool, dude.
And, they turns around, walks a bit away, and you see the back of it. And you're like, oh.
The person that wears a Vagina shirt probably has like a 1992 pickup truck with a gun rack.
Okay, I was going to go with a not a Ford Thunderbird, but a Trans Am.
Oh, yep, yeah. Definitely.
And it would actually look like Eddie Guerrero. Rest his soul.
I was going to say, definitely mullet, probably a mustache.
Look, yep. How crazy about that do you think he actually was to wear that?
I'm sure he had fun with it.
Oh, my God.
No, but this is, yeah, he dove into those storylines. Because I remember when he and China had that thing. It was actually very interesting. Not the t-shirt, though. Good Lord. No. Another one. They bring up the APA bar and grill shirt. By the way, this is a GameSpot list I have here. And the shirt says always pounding ass.
Yep.
That.
I'm just going to leave that.
Yep.
Do you wear that to the Christmas party? The work Christmas party? Where do you wear that? Grandma's house?
I'm confused about the connotation of pounding ass. Is that like... Because I feel like...
They meant
pounding
it.
Is maybe the wrong verbiage. Mm-hmm. Kicking would have been but it's AP. Punching.
Punching would have
that
been.
That even sounds like a weird, like fisting situation. Like, oh, maybe God. Always.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I don't think they were going to win.
Always
punching.
Punting?
Punting ass would be kicking.
Like a kicking version.
That is as close as we're going to get.
Yeah, pounding ass sounds like something that happens in prison.
Okay, they see this as a bad t-shirt, but for some reason I feel like I would wear this.
Okay.
It's the Randy Orton RKO out of nowhere in a snowman shirt.
Okay, that's funny.
That is really funny.
Because he's become that. The RKO is such a meme on the internet. Yeah. You can find people, fail videos where people are falling, and it's an RKO out of nowhere, and it's funny.
It's always hilarious.
I like that it's out of nowhere, and he's RKOing a snowman.
I'd still wear it.
Yeah.
Even with the bad pun, out of nowhere.
Yeah, I would too.
I like it.
Put that
it's
on.
It's another one that you wear ironically.
Yes.
You don't wear it because you're like, oh, I love Randy Orton.
No,
and
we purposely wear it in July.
Yes.
Not in December.
Absolutely.
I would wear it as an ugly sweater, though.
Yep.
Yeah, I would too. Oh my God, I remember this game, the Crush House video game, where it was WWE wrestlers in a like a monster truck battle type game. Like a, what's the Twisted Metal?
Oh, okay. Yep.
Yeah, this
it was on GameCube.
Yes, it was a Demolition Derby game. Okay, well, play Wreckfest then.
Yeah, it's way better.
By the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, oh, the bootios. Now I know Josh is going to have a problem with this being on the list.
It's generic cereal.
Yes.
I mean, it's honestly it's Lucky Charms.
When I first saw it, I went fucking brilliant.
Yeah.
But it just went on for so long.
Yeah.
That eventually turned on. Like the pancakes. I'm like, okay, I get it.
Yeah, pancakes.
Yep. It makes you wonder, is that something that had more creative control, if it would have been like they would have backed off of it a lot sooner? Probably. So that way it never
Or the checks
stale.
Kept clearing and they're like, you just keep selling that cereal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
I do get residuals from it.
Yeah. And I liked that's that true. They, you know, brought boxes into the crowd and were like pour cereal yeah. into people's mouths. Like the, when it was hot, it was really, really good. But
never,
yeah,
you'd never seen anything like it.
Exactly.
And people did. They wanted the cereal and mm-hmm. you bought
we
it.
Had the cereal. Yeah.
We had actually the,
came with
the
a t-shirt
normal.
Too, right?
No, I bought the shirt separate.
Oh, really? I got him. They had he got it for Christmas. It was a Christmas Bootios.
Mm. Yeah, we had two different types of Bootios.
How much? Just out of curiosity, how much was
like
the box?
$12.
No, it wasn't that much. It was honestly not
same as the price
any. Yeah, it was like a maybe $5.
Actually, surprised they never sold them in grocery stores.
Yeah, I know. For as much as they sell that gimmick cereal.
Yeah, because I remember as far as a gimmick cereal goes. Super Mario Brothers mm-hmm. cereal.
Yep,
yeah.
And we bought that too.
I remember my parents buying that for me when I was a mm-hmm. kid.
Legend of Zelda too, I believe.
I think it was a double box. Yeah, like one side was Mario Brothers and the other, or maybe nice. One was like Luigi yes. and some. I don't know. It was so long
so many
ago.
Years ago. Yeah.
Many, many beers ago. Yeah, here they even describe it as just Lucky Charms on a big blue
yeah.
box.
Mm-hmm. Essentially,
this one makes zero sense to me, and this is the John Cena Nutcracker. When clearly it should be Nakamura.
Yes, absolutely. Oh, God.
Again. Okay.
The Nakamura Nutcracker.
They really work the holiday stuff because I've seen like mittens and they do their run of ugly sweaters. Yeah. And
Christmas is my favorite holiday. Mm-hmm. You know, my entire family. Well, I mean, look, I have family lives.
No,
all over
the place. I get it.
That's when we all get together. Mm-hmm. If they got together on Columbus Day, Columbus Day would be my favorite.
Right.
Holiday.
Sure.
But I love the, you know, just Christmas is my favorite holiday.
Mm-hmm. It's magical.
It is magical for me. The family's all together. Mm-hmm. Exchanging gifts. We don't even really do much anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, it's more
about like getting together, eating, mm-hmm. spending time together.
The dinners, the food, all that stuff. Because my family is non-traditional mm-hmm. as far as we don't like ham. Mm-hmm. We don't like turkey. So we always do like, we'll do like a taco bar for Christmas.
Yeah. I wish my family did that.
It's Christmas colors. Mm-hmm. It's green, white, and red.
Yeah, very true.
Do like soup, like something, broccoli yeah. cheddar stew.
Oh, that sounds so good.
Mm, I know. Oh,
but again, I'm not doing this wrestler themed Christmas thing. This is you've seen the Nutcracker with the feet and mm-hmm. the teeth.
It's a legitimate Nutcracker.
And all it says is John Cena on the bottom.
Yeah, there's no like likeness of him.
There's a you see me on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I
would have been more convinced if they was wearing blue jorts.
That would have been perfect.
Then I maybe would have bought into that. Maybe
that, look at all the hair too. John Cena doesn't yeah. have black
or a curly mustache.
Right.
Yeah.
It could have been an Aiden. No, it could have been who was the guy they let go?
Oh, the who
wrestled with Aiden English.
Yeah, the Simon Gotch.
Simon yeah. Gotch Nutcracker.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't have a mustache yet, but what if you're getting worked?
Who? Me? Oh, yeah. That John Cena's gonna grow a big black curly mustache as a heel and with a monocle and then twist it. I'd watch.
I would too.
Yeah.
He strikes me as the kind of person that can't grow a good mm-hmm. beard though. It would grow like a patchy, yeah. weird, like kind of blonde, looks awkward.
Yeah,
or
I think
it would
so.
Be magnificent.
No,
I don't think so.
Not feeling it.
Not know. Seeing it. You wouldn't want to cover up that square jaw anyways.
No, very
no,
true.
Oh, he's got such a good jaw.
He does. I'm so jealous. I don't even have a chin. That's why I have a beard.
Me too.
Literally, I have no chin. This is Kari Sane's pirate treasure, really? Like, what are you going to do with this?
And I
think, look, the Kari Sane gimmick to begin with is just ridiculous.
Yeah, I agree.
It seems it's very focused to maybe anime people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind the character. And
it's 2019. We're dealing with pirates. I don't.
Mm-hmm.
And they've tried it before. There's been other pirate gimmicks.
Okay.
It's fine.
As someone with kids, this is the shit that they nickel and dime you on yeah. at live shows because your kids are like, Mom, but I gotta have something. So you have to buy a fucking $15 bag of Kairi Sane treasure coins.
Wait a sec. This has come from the lady that was like, I need to have the WWE medallion that lights up.
Fucking yeah, I did. And I still have it too.
So there.
So there.
So yeah.
And my autographed picture of Sheamus.
By the way, your kids are going to dump this in an arcade or something.
Oh, yeah. Those are going to be lost or like under the couch.
It's going to be in the vents.
The vents, yep. Yep.
Yep, down the slide.
Or it's going to come out in their poop.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, that's
make them chocolate and then, well, then let's talk.
Okay. This.
But good chocolate, not that waxy shit.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, there's.
There's a big difference. And I'm not a big sugar person, so you know it's good chocolate when I eat it.
Yeah.
I know. I love the hockey game. It isn't air hockey, but it's the slide.
Yeah.
Pull and slide hockey, but with wrestlers.
You know what? I'm fine with it.
I'd still play the fuck out of it. Don't get me wrong, but I'm telling you, you're paying up probably a $20 markup.
Oh, yeah. Okay. For sure.
I mean, okay, I'm looking at the description of it now. Mm-hmm. You got all the classic dudes. You got, you know, your '80s.
It is definitely '80s. Yeah. When this hockey was huge. Mm-hmm. I remember playing the crap out of this with my brothers at Chuck E. Cheese or whatever. Yeah. It was called Showtime Pizza or whatever it was called at the time. And I honestly got to say, as an adult, if I come across one of those bubble hockey games and it's not too much money and it works,
I'll play it.
I'm buying it and I'm taking it home with
me. You're going to buy it.
I would love to have this in like a rec room next to a pool table.
For sure. Yeah. Oh, my God. They don't.
So I'm not mad at this one. This one's not too bad. Oh, God.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
Oh,
the Funkasaurus piggy bank.
Of course.
I'm so confused about every part of this.
Well, this is where you put the money into the bank so that you have money saved up for when you get fired from Fox News for making unwanted advances on a fellow worker.
Yes, oh, of course. God.
Not sure if you heard about that.
Yeah, I did.
Podcast land, but the Funkasaurus sent unsolicited pictures and advances
of his hog,
of his Funkasaurus, of his piggy bank.
The more I look at it, the more I'm like, okay, there's a weird
fedora.
There's a big chain. The pig has dinosaur talons.
It has an alligator tail.
It has an alligator tail. And then there's a weird, like,
it says Brodus Clay on the front of it.
This is, you remember how you were talking about losing the Kairi Sane coins?
It's the perfect place to put them.
We've solved that issue.
Lovely.
Yeah, the Funkasaurus piggy bank.
That's what? Why?
Thank God he showed up, or else we wouldn't have Naomi, though.
True. Very true.
Well, they probably would still have her, but okay, an actual urn.
Oh.
An Undertaker urn that says "Thank you, Taker."
Okay.
That's weird.
No. The whole thing, I don't want to be reminded of death as it is. And I guess if you're a goth, this is probably cool.
You would have to have like a Taker shrine in your house.
Yeah.
And this would be the centerpiece.
Hold up. I was just reading the description about it. It actually isn't a real urn. It's a resin model of an urn that's solid.
So you can't like undo the top.
Put anything in it.
But I'm paying $100 for the thing.
Yes, $100 for that.
And I can't put
liquor in it.
Liquor.
That is awesome.
10 out of 10 would drink liquor out of an urn.
Fuck yes. That is great.
That's going on my bucket list.
Oh, I remember this next one. Oh my gosh. Yes. This blew.
This blew
my mind when I saw it, and it's WWF cologne. Come smell some.
Oh, jeez.
Which is usually what I say after I've worked all day and I've dragged my leg between my thigh and my balls.
And you got the
and I'm like, come smell some.
Smell. Yeah. Oh, Lord.
And Aaron's trying to hit me with whatever's in her hand, saying, no, stay away, stay away.
I've never done that to April.
You're married. You have.
Yep. Yeah. Here's the Here's the smell of a taint.
Or when he's like, he'll go and smell his armpit and he goes, ooh, I'm stinky. Come here and smell. Like, I'm like, you just told me you're stinky. I don't want to smell that.
This tastes terrible.
Yeah.
Try it. And you do though.
Yeah, I know. Every time.
And I got it. Aaron has sniffed. I don't know why.
What, your balls or your armpit?
No.
Both.
Smell my balls.
I'm okay. True fact, we have a fan that points like up at us from the base of our bed. And there are some days when he goes full spread eagle that it just like whole
woof.
Room is like ball smell central.
Balls in your mouth. Balls in your mouth.
Yep.
So what does WWE colognes? WWF cologne smell like? That's I mean, what is the bouquet you're looking for?
Oh, let's see. Let's
ah, man ass.
Baby oil. Mm-hmm. Baby grease.
Baby grease.
Baby grease. like leather, maybe?
Ooh, leather.
Whatever the mat is made out
yeah.
of.
Yeah.
Canvas.
Canvas.
Canvas and
sweat.
A lot of sweat.
And like glitter. It would be glittery. In
whatever.
I feel like.
Yeah, whatever I don't know. I don't want to know.
Know. Yeah, that's a weird one.
Imagine if you have somebody who doesn't wash their trunks religiously. Mm-hmm.
Don't forget, I sold cologne too at one time. Chuck cologne. Oh, yes.
Okay.
A waffle maker with the WWE Championship.
That's kind of
would
neat.
Use that. I for sure would use that.
Looks like it had. Okay.
It's very
when
detailed.
You look at, when you look it at it, it has lots of space in there. A lot of different holes, so that way the syrup, when you pour it on there, it's not going to like run off the side.
Now, I'm a multi-purpose user when it comes to waffle iron. Mm-hmm. You ever put tater tots in a waffle iron?
No, but I've seen it done. It looks amazing.
Makes great hash browns. Mm-hmm. Just the other day, we had leftover mashed potatoes.
Oh,
put a little
nice.
Flour to thicken it up a little yep. bit, and you can make like almost like a fried potato.
Nice. No, it's another good one. The canned cinnamon rolls.
Yeah.
Pop one of those in the middle for conk.
Oh.
Chunk that puppy down.
Oh, I wonder if you can do that with biscuits too.
Oh, I'm sure.
So I'm not anti a waffle maker. Mm-hmm. I'm just seeing a big markup on that.
Yeah. For sure. Yeah, I agree.
So there you go. Just some of the stupid stuff WWE has sold.
That's incredible. It truly proves they will sell fucking anything.
If you were part of the marketing team, mm-hmm. Pitch something that could be ridiculous but could possibly sell.
Shave clubs are hot. The Baron Corbin shave club for
Ooh.
Shaving your head.
Okay.
Okay. It comes with like the lather,
the foamy
yeah.
brush,
uh-huh.
and maybe like
have you ever with the soap.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
With like a three or four blade razor.
And it's a subscription. So you get a new razor and blade every.
Very nice.
And you can rotate different wrestlers. I don't know. I mean, every wrestler has a fucking beard now. It's like, True. It's the one guy with the long hair and the beard.
Oh, that one.
Let's see. Hmm. Gosh. I'm going to go.
Because subscriptions are big now.
They
too.
Are. Yeah, it's all about boxes and.
How about. The thing that makes the most sense right now, if you want to really kind of catch that lightning in a bottle,
uh-huh.
Jericho's bottle of bubbly.
Yeah.
Mm, yeah, I could see that for sure.
We should see him testing various bubbly.
Yeah.
Or you can make it a soda if you want
yeah,
to
sure.
buy it.
Yeah. But I mean, obviously, champagne would be.
Hey, for the school shooters out there, Bullet Club. Every month they send you a new armor piercing bullet. Cat hates that idea. Yep.
That's out.
Josh not hot on it.
Oh my God. Mine, I think, and I'm shocked that they haven't come out with these. Is like, you know, those big giant Hulk hands?
Mm-hmm.
They would be Braun Strowman hands. Get these.
That
hands.
Is surprising that they had, and by the way, make it a beer koozie.
Yeah.
Genius. Wear them and just periodically.
Maybe a beer koozie. Maybe you could put popcorn in the other one. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
How would you eat it though?
Strategically.
Catch these kernels. Catch a bowl. For Easter. Catch these hams.
Yeah, exactly.
Canned hams.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like hams.
Steamed hams.
I guarantee there's probably Bella booty shorts.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, you would think so.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I'm sure they have like a whole line of like trashy, like ass hanging out.
Ember Moon DLC for your Skyrim game. That's what I think of when I see her. I'm like, this is so Skyrim.
Yep.
Well, then let's put Kairi Sane in. What's the pirate game?
Oh, Sea of Thieves. Sea of Thieves. Perfect DLC right there. make her character a cat, you keep sniffing it and it still bothers you. So
cat's so dumb.
Yeah. I'd say the one I bought. Okay.
Okay, let's hear it.
I have two. I have a best in the world dog leash.
I love it.
I've seen it.
You've seen it, yep. It's in my car right now. It's my emergency leash for when we go out. And the second one was a CM Punk headphones.
See, but those are both practical.
Now, why I like the headphones is it had a detachable cord. So if the cord shorted out, you could replace it with another cord.
Nice. That is nice. Awesome. Yeah.
It was. The sound was okay. I mean, I got it for $12 on Amazon, but
$12 and if it's a decent headphones.
I love them. Like, I have a pair of Beats. They sound amazing, but they don't, like, if that wire shorts out, I'm out a pair of Beats.
I need a good pair of headphones. Like I have, like,
I got the Beats for $80.
Oh, nice. That's not bad at all.
They had like a refurbished, but whatever. It was going out of print or whatever. Whatever they do. I don't know.
They're bringing the next load in.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you had them on clearance on Amazon. So I got them for like $80.
Yeah. I need a good, solid.
I mean, I know it's not cool to like have Beats, but they're the best sounding ones I've had.
Yeah.
Good headphones. That's all that matters. I don't care what name's behind them. Even if it's
good enough for Dr. Dre, he's a doctor, damn it.
Yeah.
Okay. Just like if I need someone who is proficient at thugonomics, even though his hours are so hard, you can't see him.
I know. He earned that doctorate.
That's true. He does. God, what are we doing?
I don't know.
We have nothing to talk about.
No.
Yeah, it usually happens at these recordings, but I think the week three, we're like, we're so far out, we don't care. Okay, bye.
Mr. Merchandise is on every street. If you got something to trade, then he'll be there to greet. And even if you haven't, he'll give it all he's got. And you'll end up buying something if you like it or not. Mr. Merchandise, he does it so well. Mr. Merchandise and his hard sell. He'd get you to buy a snowball even if you're en route to hell. He's Mr. Merchandise. Mr. Merchandise can get you a watch, talk you into purchasing a kick in the crotch. He'd tell you there's a refund, money back guarantee, but instead you're off to China with a sack of his tea. Mr. Merchandise, he does it so well. Mr. Merchandise and his hard sell. He'd get you to buy a snowball even if you're en route to hell.
This has been a presentation of Beer City Media.